Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Like I said yesterday, no mortal is above mistakes. That is why on the last episode of Bridges Step Up, entitled Rising Above Your Mistakes, I explained to you that the most important thing about your mistakes is not what's happening to you when you have made mistakes. It's what happens to your life after your mistakes. It's what happens to your business after your business mistakes. It's what happens to your career after your career mistakes. It's what happens to your academics after your academics mistakes. Today, I want to go a step further in that by telling you something, and that is how to profit from your mistakes. Now, someone may be thinking, Brigitte, how can somebody profit from mistakes? Yes, every single experience you have in life, whether it's good, bad, pleasant, unpleasant, there are one or two ways you can profit from them, and all of them have a potential of profitability depending on how you handle it. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, the first thing I think you should bear in mind if you want to profit from your mistakes is that you should take time to think about your mistakes in this fashion. I told you not to focus on the consequences. Now, what you should focus on when you have made mistakes? Say, learn the causes of your mistakes. How did you come about making that mistake? I told you mistakes are wrong takes. How did you come to the point where you did the wrong thing, where you took the wrong thing? These are things you begin to ask yourself, especially as it concerns your mistakes. These are questions you begin to ask yourself. How come I didn't know that this guy is a cheat? How did I make the mistake of partnering with a rogue? How did I make a mistake of supplying to somebody that never pays? How did I make mistake of failing this course? How did I end up in this relationship with this man? No, you begin to ask yourself questions like that. How did you get to where you are in your mistakes? It is wrong to settle down and be mourning your mistake without asking yourself very serious and important questions. Those questions, if you begin to ask them, you begin to see how you got to where you are in your mistakes. That is the only thing that guarantees that tomorrow you will not make those mistakes again. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's when you can settle down and ask yourself, how did I come to this point? How did I come to this mistake? What did I do wrong that got me to where I am? That you begin to discover the causes of your mistakes. Usually when you find out, you know what not to do again. Maybe you are trusting people too much. That was why you supplied to him even though you are not sure how he's going to pay you. Maybe you thought that everybody who is in church is a good person, or a mosque is a good person. Incidentally, many people will come in there and they are not good people. And they are not even changed. Anybody can walk into a church. You cannot close a deal on trust inside the church just because you saw someone in church. You should know someone personally, or someone you know very well, recommend the person for you to trust the person. So I don't know why I'm just talking about this church matter. But please, maybe it applies to your own situation. Please, there are things you don't do. Any mistake you make, settle down and ask yourself, how did I get here? It's when you ask yourself those questions and get answers that you begin to profit from them. You profit from the mistake you made in that tomorrow you will not repeat the same mistake. You profit from the mistake in that tomorrow you will not have that situation again. You profit from that mistake in that when you have found out how you got to where you are, you know how not to go back there. And you can also help those who may want to come in there or who are on their path to getting into where you are to stay away from that mistake. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when you have made mistakes, a lot of times mistakes stagnate us in life. Yes, what I mean is that, for instance, you made a mistake and you begin to go about your academy or your career in a manner you shouldn't. Therefore, you failed a course or you couldn't get the promotion you are supposed to get. In fact, you didn't even get a job that you should get. Now, so these conditions to an extent stagnate us. Or you are a lady and you have very bad character and therefore you are 35 and you are not married. Now, this is a kind of stagnation of some sort or kind of keep you where you shouldn't be part time. Now, this is what I think you should do. Launch back into life stronger. Now, this is one thing that a mistake affords you. Now, I'm not saying you should go around making mistakes, but generally, when you look at mistakes at some point, you find that there's a lot of advantages you can drive from them. When you get stagnated in that fashion, what you do is this. You have enough time to settle down and think about your life, have enough time to settle down and think about your business, have enough time to settle down and think about how to make progress, and very importantly, you have enough time to read, to study, and to learn. Now, when you have learned all this, perhaps your mistake resulted that you have to shut down your business, you have to be thrown out of school and all that. when you have to come back, when you have taken time to settle down, learn what led you to where you are and how to avoid it, and perhaps what to do to move from where you are to where you should be, then the next thing you have to do is to come back stronger than you were. Come back a stronger person, come back a better student, come back a more determined career person, come back a more serious business person, come back a more careful business person, come back a better person in your relationship. That is to say, do not run into a relationship without sitting down to look at the causes of your breakup. Yes, do not run into another one without looking at the causes. And when you have looked at the causes and you found out, if you are entering into another relationship, come back a better person. Yes, you used to talk out of anger before. Stop talking out of anger. You used to be very stingy. That's the problem. So stop being stingy this time around. Now, whatever thing that may have been the problem why your relationship broke in the past, or you wasted an opportunity for progress for you, what you now do is this. When you have learned all the things that caused your problem, come back a stronger person. Launch back stronger. You eventually surprise those who think, oh, he has made a mistake and he will not make any progress. Now, if you're not in Nigeria, so you may not know what's Nto is what people say to you when they want to mock you for your misfortune or something like that. Now, your mistakes will do a number of things for you. One of them is to tell you what doesn't work. It will tell you where what doesn't work will lead you. And it may also help you understand what not to do and what to do. When you have learned these three things, you have acquired wisdom, whether it's in your relationship, your career, or your business. The next thing you can do is to trade on it. You can trade on it that you offer to train people so that they will learn what you have learned. You can offer it for free or tell them, now you know, I used to run XYZ company and I failed. I failed so badly I didn't have any money. Now I resurrected the business and now our monthly turnover is in millions. Learn how to come back stronger. You can write a book, How to Come Back Stronger in Your Business. I don't know if there's anything like that, but you can write a book like that and people begin to buy to learn the wisdom you have acquired. You can also hold trainings teaching people from it, and in fact you may decide not to teach anybody, but you begin to apply it in your new businesses, apply it in your new ventures, and applying it to whatever thing you have to do. The point I've made is this: all of us make mistakes. Mistakes are normal for human beings. However, you can profit from your mistakes by settling down to learn what led you to the mistake, what caused the mistake, how come you did the wrong thing. Then when you have found out that, then launch back a stronger person, launch back a stronger business person, and launch back to life better. Then begin to trade the acquired wisdom, first trading it in your own ventures and businesses, and trade it by selling it to people, either in form of books, training, or whatever thing you have to do. The important thing is that you must not allow the profit of your mistakes to be wasted. Therefore, profit from your mistakes.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Bridget Step Up, brought to you by Bridget Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free contents when you visit Brojit.com. That is Brojid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brojit World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.